teaching of our Chaitanya until even chapter 3. We're continuing a very beautiful and rasic story of Sri Gaurana Mahaprabhu's Rasa-lila. Mahaprabhu's Rasa-lila on the Sindhu Tate, on the banks of the ocean in Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu's Rasa-lila. So we're hearing about the different aspects of rasa. The vibha, the udipan, the alamban, the hero, the heroine, the scene, the setting, the excitants, the stimulants, the mood, like we say, setting the mood. If you want to make a romantic mood, you don't turn all the lights on. Turn all the lights off. And there's so many arrangements, the setting, the stage, the nature, the seasons, the place, kala desha patra, it is very important. These are important elements or components of the experience of ras, that transcendental pleasure and excitement and ecstasy that Radha and Krishna and all his associates, they relish and associate with each other. So the place, of course, is Puri. The night is Chaitra Purnima. This is Chaitra Maina, people may. Mahaprabhu is in a mood for romance. He's in a mood for dancing. He's in the mood of Rasa-lila, Rasa-lila Bhav. He's seeking to experience that Bhav. Because the elements, that Bhav is within him. Rasaraj, Mahabhav, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he, that. All the Bhavas, especially his Madhurya Bhav, Mahabhav is within him. So with certain exciting factors, certain external factors, people, places, time, wind, seasons, etc., memories will excite the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he will seek to relish that rasa which is stimulated by those different elements. Sometimes people can just think, they just think about someone they love and they can get excited. Mahaprabhu, he's saying, oh, it is Chaitra Purnima, oh, in Vrindavan, this is a beautiful Vasant Ras. And this night is just like a Vrindavan night, it is a Vrindavan flower incense or something like that. So this is a Vrindavan night, this is Vrindavan breeze, and this is Vrindavan Chandani, Vrindavan Purnima, full moon, and this is the season of the sun, spring ras, and this is the Vrindavan beach, and this is the Jamuna. All these things were stimulating his remembrance. Thinking, remembering, stimulates our heart. The mother is sitting there. The son has gone to college. And he was the national cricket champion. But now he's studying medicine. So she goes in his room, she picks up his cricket bat, and she holds it. And she goes flashing into memories of a reverie, remembering, oh, this bat in this tournament, in this place, my son did this. And she closes her eyes and she's gone off into her experience of remembering her son and the mood, how she felt, how he felt, how happy he was when he won the trophy, and how he smiled and what he said. All these things happen by memory. Mind, heart, soul, they're all one unit. At least, hopefully, someone is a unified, holistic, harmonious individual. Otherwise, he's scatterbrained and split heart, scattered brain, and jumbled up, mind. So now, in order to set the stage and create what's going to happen in this time, there's a person, there's a hero. The hero here is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and of course the place, that's very important. If there's a movie, there must be a setting and a stage and a time period and costumes and dress and cars and scenery and setting. So now that's being described, so we can fill. The idea of a movie is to fill your brain with all these sights and sounds and time period, period movies. So the idea of Shastra is also the same. It's Rasa Shastra. So the elements of Natya, of dance and Rasa, and all the components of Natya Rasa are there in this Rasa Shastra, Chaitanya Bhagavat and Srimad Bhagavatam and others. So now let's get more further description of the elements or the components of the setting, and that's told here in text 205. Chandravati Rajivahe Dakshina Pavan Vaiseha Samudra Kule Sri Shachinandam. As the full moon shone on the beach and wind blew from the south, Sri Shachinandan sat down on the shore of the ocean. We read that. That was the last verse we read yesterday. Text 206. Sarva Anga Shimashtaka Shobita Chandane Niravari Hare Krishna Bole Sri Vadane. So these are some of the elements. These are some of the Udipan. It's told here. The forehead, now the camera zoomed. First the camera panned out on the beach, showed the beach, and from a distance Mahaprabhu Sachinandan sitting there, and showed the full moon. There was a shot on the full moon and the rays of the full moon, then the ocean, and all this was being seen. Then there was some breeze, there was some sound machine or whatever making some breeze. You're hearing some hearing this, because this gentle wind is blowing from the south. So you have to enter into it and see it and feel it. That's what. So now the camera zooms in. The camera zooms in on the forehead, the body of Lord Gauranga. His forehead and his entire body was adorned with sandalwood pulp. So we see Lord Chaitanya from a distance sitting on the beach. In Puri, he's in the mood of Rasalila, and he's sitting there, and a full moon is shining on his sandalwood-covered body. And we don't know if he is alone? We don't know. So far, he's the only character that's been introduced in this drama, in this Leela drama, or this play. One character, one actor has been introduced, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And the place has been introduced, and the time, it's night. And what type of night? It's a full moon. And what does the hero look like? Well, we know he's covered with chandan. And what is he doing? Is he playing guitar and singing folk songs? Like sometimes people do. We did. Or he's chanting Hare Krishna. Well, that's a good thing to do. He's chanting Hare Krishna. Madaya Purnita Vaksha Ati Manohar Chaturdike Vediya Achaya Anachar. Mahaprabhu's chest was beautifully adorned with flower garlands, and he was surrounded on all sides by his devotees. So now the plot thickens, because we're seeing the scene shot frame by frame, or digit, now it's digit by digit. Whereas if you're watching a movie, you would see all that so fast. First the camera zeroes in, you see Lord Chaitanya, and how he looks with the chandan, and how he's quietly. Then the camera would go, and then camera one would go off, and camera two would come on and show that, oh, he's there like this, but panning around him in a semicircle are all his devotees, and you see the faces of all the devotees. Just like I'm sitting here. So one camera is on me, and another camera goes to all of you. He's surrounded by all his devotees. And now you see, oh, he's wearing a beautiful flower garland also. In other words, so that's the Rasalila. There's Krishna, the center of the Rasheshwara. Then he's surrounded by all the gopis. And they're all wearing garlands, and they have chanda. And their foreheads and arms and bodies and chests like this. Now that's what the hero looks like. What does the setting look like? We didn't hear much. It's a beach, and there's a full moon, rising moon, full moon. We heard something about the setting. Well, let's hear more about the Udipan. That was the Vibhavalambana, the hero. This is the Vibhav Udipan. This is one of the five elements: Vibhav, Anubhav, Vyavachari Bhav, Satvik Bhav, and this Stahi Bhav. These five elements of rasa, they combine to make this experience of Prem Ras, Bhakti Ras, Ranga Prem Ras. Samudra Taranga Nishaya Shobe Ati Hasi Jisti Kari Prabhu Tarangera Prati. The waves of the ocean look most attractive at night. Has anyone been on any beach at night and seen the waves, seen the ocean at night with the moon on it? We and some of the devotees in the audience had the good fortune not only seeing in other places, but being in Puri and seeing on many full moons. And many day, many nights, because we regularly walk on the beach, because our place is on the beach where we stay. Since 10, 11, 12 years, we go there, and we walk so many long walks on the beach, you know, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, because it's, when you live by yourself, you like to be by yourself. And he's looking at those. In Lord Chaitanya, the waves of the ocean look most attractive at night. Samudra Taranga, Shobe. Gauranga smiled as he looked at those waves. Gauranga smiled as he looked at those waves. Says Hasi. Hasi Dristi Kari Prabhu Taranga Prati. What, why did he smile? There's no tika. So then the acharyas, you know, they go deep into this. And then they say, oh, why did he smile? Because he's Krishna and Radha Bhav. Right? Mahabhav. So he's seeing these waves and he's thinking, and he's, what is he thinking? What is the heart? The Shastras tell the heart of the Lord. The Rasik Vaishnavas, they reveal the heart of the Lord. So when the same discussion other places, when it's talking about Krishna looking at the waves of Yamuna, Radharani, saying it reminds him of the waves of their Bhav. The waves that wave. There's new. The Radharani, when Krishna looks at the Yamuna, he sees the waves and he sees, oh, this. And he sees the waves. As soon as he sees the waves in the Yamuna, little waves, and he thinks, oh, Radharani's wavy hair. Radharani has wavy hair. He looks at, and her hair is dark black Kalindi, the Kalindi, Sham Ram. So Yamuna is dark like this color. So then Krishna looks, and he's just looking at the Yamuna, and Madhavangal Subal with him, and he's like, oh. He's probably thinking, hey, what's with you? It's just the waves, but the waves have taken into the hair of Radharani. Sometimes he brushes that hair, sometimes he braids that hair, sometimes he decorates that hair with flowers. Or he sprinkles, you know, some pollen or whatever in her hair. Sometimes he throws holy colors. Just seeing the water, he's remembering holy pastimes, Rasa Leela, many pastimes, just looking at the Kalindi. So Mahaprabhu is looking also. And he's in Radhabhava, so he's seeing the waves, and oh, this beautiful dark waves of the oceans, Samudra. This is like the wavy hair of Shamsundar. And so many things can be there. Now it goes on. Ganga Jamunara Jata Vagera Udhai Ebeta Pai Naina Sindhu Mahashai. Now the personified ocean attained the same good fortune that the Ganga and Jamuna had attained. Ganga Devi became fortunate during Mahaprabhu's Navadvip pastimes. Yamuna Devi attained the same good fortune during the Lord's Vrindavan pastimes. The personified ocean attained the same good fortune as that attained by these two goddesses when Sri Gaurasundar resided. Gaurasundar resided on the shore of the ocean. That's a very interesting idea. In other words, Ganga became glorified when Premsrup Gauranga bathed in Mayapur, in Navadvip, and filled her full of praying. Gauranga praying. Jamuna became exalted when Radha and Krishna bathed in their waters and had boating pastimes, Nokabihar, they bathed there and they splashed there and so many other pastimes. She became exalted and glorified. So much so that Jiva Goswami writes in his Tika, that bathing in the Yamuna is 100 times more purifying than the Ganga. 100 times more purifying. Because the Ganga is Hari Ki Pori, the Ganga is flowing through Hari Ki Pori. Hari Ki Pori is in Haridwara. Haridwara is one of the seven Mukti Dwaras, Mukti Pura. Mukti Pur, or Pura, means the cities that give liberation. Benares, Haridwar, Ayodhya, Dwarka, Mathura. So there, if one goes to bathe in the Ganga, then one gets pavitram, he gets purified of his pap, of his sins, and he gets mukti, Vaikuntha mukti, and dasya, shantaras. Possible. However, in Jamuna, in Vrindavan, Radha Krishna brings through bathe. By bathing there, one doesn't not only get purified, but he gets a siddhadeha. He gets a siddhadeya in the sthayiva, sakhi ras, madhuri ras. He gets braja prem. So Ganga cannot grant braja prem outside of Mayapur. So therefore, Yamuna became glorified by the bathing of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, although Yamuna is flowing from Yamunotri. So therefore, Yamuna is even 100 times more powerful than Ganga in the general way. Jiva Goswami is telling us, and Prabhupada quotes it in one of his purports. Either one is good to find, if you can find the Yamuna to bathe in, and Ganga is there, of course. So now the ocean, the Samudra, has attained the same good fortune as the Ganga and Jamuna, because Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya, Lord Chaitanya's Radha and Krishna Yuga combined. Mahabhav, Radharani, Rasaraj, Sri Krishna in one golden form. Antar Krishna, Bahir Radha. This is the situation. Hena mate sindhu tire vaikunta ishva vasati karena lai sarva anuchar. In this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Vaikuntha Ishvara, the Lord of Vaikuntha, resided on the shore of the ocean along with his associates. So he's there, he's saying resided. It sounds a little strange. In other words, it's not in context of the whole scene description. One particular, it's not, he's residing in Gambira. His residence, permanent residence, is Gambira at this time, in Kashi Mishra's house, right off the, it's on the main road, it's on Swargadwara, Swargadwara Sahi, which is what they call Rastras in Orion. Right, 10 minutes walk, five minutes walk from Jagannath Temple, Kashi Mishra's house, the Gambira. It's east toward the ocean. So there, he's residing, so what's really being said here is that that particular night in Chaitra Purnima, the Lord went to the beach and he's passed the whole night there, Vasa. It says Vasa. Vasa means that, you know, like we could say, well, we're living in this room. We're not really residing. We're not really residing in this room. We're just staying here for a short time. So he spent some time with his associates on the bank of the ocean, and in a very beautiful full moon night. That's what we know so far. And he was chanting Hare Krishna. And what else did they do? Sarvaratri sindhu tire paramavirale kirtana karena prabhu mahakutuhale. Mahaprabhu joyfully performed kirtan throughout the night on that most secluded beach on the shore of the ocean. Sarvaratri sindhu tire paramavirale kirtan karena prabhu mahakutuhale. He was extremely blissful, because that was Ras Leela Kirtan. Ratri Leela. Ratri Leela means Nisha Leela. It's Ashtakali Leela. Ratri Leela begins at 10:48 in the evening and goes till 3:36 the next morning. What is the time for all men to awaken? Is the time for the self-control to go to sleep? What is time for Krishna to dance? Is the time for us to go to sleep? So we're sleeping, Krishna wakes up, I mean, of course he's always awake, but he goes out to the banks of the Yamuna, and Vrindavan plays his murali or vamshi, usually murali for gopis, at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, leaning on the kadamba tree, or banyan tree, vamshi, vat, vamshi, vat, vat means banyan. And he calls the gopis there and have a rasa dance. It lasts for about 1.5 hours. Three muhurtas. It's two muhurtas. Yeah. And two muhurtas, 1.5 hours of rasa dance, ecstatic kirtan. So he's chanting Hare Krishna. It says he's chanting Hare Krishna. He's engaged in kirtan. We heard earlier he's chanting Hare Krishna. But what is the content of that kirtan? What is that kirtan filled with? What are the memories? What is the thought? What is the bhava? What is the feeling? This is Mahamantra Kirtan, but it's Lila Mahamantra, Mahamantra Kirtan, Lila Kesat, Krishna Lila Kesat. Gauranga chanting Hare Krishna, meditating on Krishna Lila. So we are Gauranga Bhaktas chanting Hare Krishna, meditating around Krishna Lila. At least we ideally should be. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu was surrounded by all his devotees. And are we devotees of Lord Chaitanya? At least we're trying to be. I hope so. So when Lord Chaitanya is chanting Hare Krishna in the association with devotees on this particular night, or any night for that matter, even in Shiva Sangam in Mayapur, then his mind is carrying him to thoughts of Vrindavan, Lila Smaran. And his heart is nourishing those thoughts by providing the essential feelings and attachments and remembrances so he can relish that beautiful pastime. This is kirtan. But you know, tota kirtan. Tota kirtan?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Tota means parrot. Parrot kirtan. There's no sambandha gyan, no understanding. There's no bhav. There's no smaran. Not even meditating on the meaning of the holy name. Just a mechanical chanting. This is good, but not very good. Can be better. Room for improvement. When you get your Harinam report card, and your teacher gives you your report card for Harinam, could be better. Room for improvement. Capable of doing better. I remember seeing all these things on the report cards. I would never go to class and just go take the exam, test and pass the test. And they say, capable of doing better. And I would like to write, but I didn't. But I don't want to. Capable of doing better. He can do better, get better grades. But of course, you're not allowed to write in a report card. I showed to my mother. I wanted to write, but I don't want to. I don't want to crack my head studying for this useless, empty knowledge. Kirtan throughout the night! Hurriyo! Tandava Pandit Prabhu Nija Primarase Karina Tandava Bhakta Gana Sukhevase. Mahabhu was expert in dancing wildly! Dancing well! Tandava Nitya! Nataraj Shiva! What does he dance at the time of Pariah? Destruction of the universe? Tandava Nitya! Ta, ta, ta! Ah, you can do it. Can you do the tandava? Leg one foot up here, one hand like this. You see, Nathara, unbelievable. The dexterity, the agility, is like amazing, like some kind of intoxicated ballerina. I mean, one foot's here and the other foot's like up like this, no? Body's bent like unbelievable. This is Tandava, is it? This, you know? Krishna, it says, Krishna and Rasa dance, he's doing Tandava. It's a male dance, Tandava. So Mahabhu is with all his associates. They're all men, they're all pundits and Brahmins on the beach. And they're all in Radhabhav, Mahabhav, Rasleela Bhav. And they're dancing and chanting throughout the night. It's an all-night party with God. It's God and his devotees having all-nighter. Sounds ecstatic. Let's do it. Dance and chat. Well, let's all just go tomorrow to the Puri beach. Full moon's coming. It's Panchami Shasti. It must be 17th or so. It's full moon. I think so. Now it's 10th. Maybe it's Shasti today. Aj Shasti. 6th day. The moon is getting bigger. Shukla Paksha. Mahabhu is expert. Gaurasundar is expert. Gauranataraj is expert in dancing wildly. He danced wildly in the mellows of his own ecstatic love. Nija Prema Rasi. Nija Prema Rasi. This means the mellows of Braja Prem. Mahabhad. And the devotees floated in an ocean of happiness. Bhaktagan Sukhe Bhase. Sukhe Bhase. The devotees floated. Bhase means floating. One side is ocean. Samudra, Bay of Bengal, as they call it. The Bay of Bengal. On that side, Puri Beach. That ocean. That, it's a bay, but it's called, it's like an ocean, but it's only a bay. It sits, controls it. Another side, not very far. On the other side is some other country. So that's one ocean on one side, but then, so the author's saying, okay, that's an ocean with its waves. Waves, waves falling on the beach, as they incessantly do. But here in this Bhakta Gan, in this circle of devotees with Mahaprabhu, they're relishing their own waves. They're floating in their own ocean. The ocean of Prem Rasa Samudra. They're floating in the ocean of Mahaprabhu's ecstasy. It's called contact high. If you're high, really high, then you can get somebody else high. That's the whole thing. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon, Bhagavana Jiva, Guru Krishna Prasadi Vai, Bhakti Bhakti Vatavij. The Guru is high on bhakti. And he gives bhakti to someone else, and they get high. They get stoned on bhakti. Figuratively speaking. Because we see words like this in the scriptures. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mata, intoxicated in love of Godhead. Stone, I mean, it's American slang. It means intoxicated, it means Mata, mad for Krishna. It doesn't mean you drink whiskey and take charas and cocaine and ecstasy and all these interesting things. But it means you generate Krishna and your consciousness merges in the leelas of the Lord. And your heart melts in the love of the, in the heart of the Lord. There's a melting of hearts and a blending of love. And the result is joy, happiness, peace within. The devotees are floating in an ocean of happiness. Who wouldn't be? Lord Chaitanya is dancing in the Bhav, Ras, Maharas Leela, Maharas Leela Bhav on the beach. And he's sweeping everybody into that ocean. A big tidal wave comes and sweeps everybody into the ocean. So he's a tidal wave of love. Volcano, golden volcano of love. Premavatar Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. So he's washing everybody into the ocean of his own ecstasy. And that's what Kirtaniyas do. He'd sit with Indra when Indra Prabhu was here, and he would wash everyone into the ocean of his own ecstasy with his waves of mercy and the waves of his kirtan. Isn't it? That's what kirtan's all about. You can take one pure devotee and he chants or she chants and everybody else floats in the ocean of happiness. Sukhe vase. This is Sankirtan movement. You only need one person to lead a movement. Right? One person, one political figure, he rises up and everybody follows him. Most people are followers. So one great pure devotee comes from the spiritual world, Srila Prabhupada. And he walks, he starts a movement. People moving from Maya to Krishna, from Mahamaya to Yogamaya, everybody follows him. That's what we say in Sankirtan, follow the leader. We say, he chants, she chants, and then you follow. You hear Shuddha Nam, pure Nam, and then you chant your Nam, and your Nam becomes elevated by contacting that Shuddha Nam, hearing it, and mixing your Shuddha Nam with that Shuddha Nam. I mean, you're. Hopefully, Shuddha Nam, or whatever your Nam is, it comes up, becomes accelerated, activated, and elevated. So this is a value of Nam Sankirtan, Sankirtan, chanting together. Because if you chant by yourself, it's your kirtan, and it's your sound, it can only go according to the depth of your bhakti. But when you get with others, then everybody's bhakti mixes together and elevates. The lower one gets pushed up to the higher one. So there, everyone's floating. They're bhaktagan suke vase. Vigorous dancing. Sri Krishna, the original master of all fine arts, began to dance on the banks of on Kaliya's hoods, his lotus feet deeply reddened by the touch of the numerous jewels upon the serpent's heads. This was mentioned in purple. Ramaharsha Ashur Kampa Hunkara Karjana Sweda Bahu Vida Varna Hayakshanek Shanek. So, what we've heard in this description so far, we've heard about the Vibhav, the Udipan, the different elements of the environments and situations seasoned which stimulated the mind and heart of the hero to relish a particular mood within his heart, which will be relished in the context of performing a pastime. Like someone might have, as a mundane example, a man may be in a mood, he might start thinking and feeling because it's full moon night of the month and he feels a little romantically stimulated, So he has a mood for, he says, I'm in a mood for love. Well, that's his mood, or his bhav. But in order to fulfill that bhav, or relish, actually experience that bhav, or that rasa, which arises from the experience of that bhav, there must be an action. There must be some action. There must be some, what we call lila, or pastime. Pastime means drama, action, lila. So, oh, I'm in a mood for love. So he just stands there, I'm in a mood for love, I'm in a mood for love. Well, then he approaches his wife. I mean, this is just a mundane example. And then now there's a hero and a heroine. There's a prema shraya and a prema vishaya, which is a vibhava lambana. And then now his mood, his bhava or desire, his thinking, his thought for love, so-called love, can be experienced, and the rasa can actually taste it when he combines with the heroine in the context of the lila or the action. So now Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he's in the mood of ras lila. So ras lila is not just Krishna going down the beach and spinning around with his flute. Wow, this is fun. He doesn't just spin around on the beach by himself, because there's no rasa without someone else in the true sense. Solitary rasa is like mayavad. So rasa implies that there's connection with others. There must be some connection through the medium of activity or drama, pastime, exchange, relationship, action, action-packed. So then, oh, okay, and you're at the beach. I'm in a mood for dancing, and I'm in a mood for romancing, and okay, so let me dance by myself, and that doesn't work. So he says, well, I'm in a mood for madhurya. I want to be with girls. And okay, Murali, do your thing. Krishna plays his murali, and he calls each of the sakis one by one by their name. He blends their name in the particular raga. Radha raga, Vishaka raga, raga, like this. And then they go, oh, that's my number. Shamsundar is calling little old me to dance with him. This is so. Then, when all the gopis come, ah, now my mood and my desire, that bhava in my heart to experience the relish of madhurya ras, prema ras, can now be experienced as I meet with the heroine, the prema shraya, the lamban, and begin to move. So Mahaprabhu has called up all his associates are with him, and they're going to share and nourish and enhance his bhava by their interaction. So he's submerging him in an ocean of happiness, and he initiates the dance by dancing tandava. And then it says here that, so that's the vibhav. So there's the vibhav, then anubhavas. So anubhavas follow the vibhav, and one of the anubhavas is dancing and singing. So he starts to dance and sing. As he dances and sings, and with an association with the heroines, in this case the heroines are his friends, his pundit friends who were sharing this internal bhav, then this madhurya bhav, this sthayi bhav in his heart starts to get stimulated, and then he starts to feel ecstatic, and then he starts displaying physical expressions of the joy within his heart. These are called sattvic vikars, sattvic bhav, ashta sattvic bhav, romancha, we just read the verse, romancha ashru kampa hungara, Shweta. So there's some hunkara yelling or screaming. This is a anubhav. So there's anubhavas and sattvikbhavas. Shweta, perspiring, trembling, crying, hair standing on end. These are all what we call sattvik vikars, changes of the physical body, because the heart is so much blooming and expanded. Maybe too technical for everyone. But this is... this is Rasa Shastra, so I'm giving a very elementary explanation of these things. this is all there in the Shastra, and of course there's no commentaries here, but that's what we're trying to do. And it's all very clear what's going on here. This Raman Ashu Kampalis. So then there's a sequence, it happens, the stages. It's not that you just see your girlfriend, wow! And faint, you know, and Pralaya has to something bah to faint in ecstasy. But you don't usually just look at your girlfriend, oh! I mean, unless you're really jacked up. Generally, you speak and you talk and you sing and dance and do so many things and this and that, and everything escalates and accelerates to the final experience of the relationship in its highest point. Well, that's the same with Krishna, with Bhagavan Bhakta Prem Sambandhan in the Rasa, in Vatsalya, Stahi Bhava, Vatsalya, or Sakya, or Dasya, or Madhurya, Madhur Bhava. It's the elements of love, and the actions of love, the expressions of love, the place of love. You're walking through a mall and you see your girlfriend, wow, let's love. And it doesn't, no, there's a place, everything has its, the place, Udipan, everything, it's so beautiful, this whole discussion of Rasa, Natya Shastra, and how it applies to Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. It's a whole ocean of sweetness. At every moment, Mahabhu displayed various symptoms of ecstatic love, like hair standing on end, crying, shivering, thundering, bellowing, perspiring, and changing color. Jata Bhakti Vikar, Bhakti Vikar means Sattvic Vikar, is due to the rise of devotion, Madhurya Bhakti, or Vatsalya Bhakti, or Sakya Bhakti. Jata Bhakti Vikara Sakala Eke Bade Paripurna Haya Asi Prabhura Sharire. All the ecstatic symptoms of devotional service simultaneously and fully manifest in the Lord's body. This means the Ashtasattvic Vikars, all eight of them, in their fullest expression, simultaneous, called Sudipta. Sudipta Mahavad. Sudipta. There's Jwala, there's Duma, Jwala, Dipta, and Sudipta. You really want to get technical. There's four different levels of expression of these astasattvic vibes. In Duma, in smoking, some tears may come and you may tremble. two or three in a small amount. And then there's Dipta and Sudipta. Sudipta means completely inflamed, deep, like Deepavali. And Su means excessively. These are some of these terms that we're using are all described in a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is called Nectar Devotion in English, which we first read in 1974. And it's one of Prabhupada's first books that he wanted his devotees to read and study and have some idea about. Of course, then I didn't have much idea how it all worked. But somehow it's becoming a little more understandable and also relishable by the mercy of Guru and Guranga and holy name. So now we'll leave it at that. That's certainly a nice way to remember the Leela. Stay tuned tomorrow and we'll find out more about this ecstatic experience of Lord and Mahaprabhu's Ras Leela on the Mahaprabhu's Ras Leela in Chaitra Purnima on the banks of the on the beach in Jagannath Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.